Blog Talk Radio.
Say we go on a track here while we wait.
And I say we go with some Butcher Baby. Axe Wound.
We'll be right back.
we're going to go into another truck because it's still just me. I say drowning pool bodies.
We'll be right back. things, the way you hate me. I miss the screaming, the way that you blame me. I miss the rush.
Yo, we back. Let's see here. Up next. What can I give y'all? Yeah, here we go. Twist is falling down.
When it rains and it pours, people, they try to ignore the storm clouds that forms reality. But these renditions, they visit from door to door via taxes, bills, and transform the caskets and pills, overdosing your closest homies on the verge of a breakdown. My relatives are relatively on their way now. Flowers and graves, but still we stay down till I take eternal rest and lay down next to them in the ground. Sunshine, take away the pain now. It can't rain all day, all the time, every second, always gloomy round mine. Feeling like I wanna drop it, I'm planted up in the ground, and each raindrop is another problem falling on down. Still hoping that the clouds just open and everything go from dark to bright. Until then, my world's way deep and water wait. No sunlight as it rains all day and all night.
Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
I'm gonna let the rain fall, then I let my eyes become one with a window pane as I'm riding a crazy train and I brought a chainsaw, hoping to maim all, hopeless in the mind of my mind, but besides that we're like exactly the same, y'all. I put my hand in the sky, this ain't no game and no lie. I'm not the guy to be waiting for something to happen to make it happen and get it cracked while a normal sit there in the waiting to die. And there ain't no washing all the way. I keep a lookout when I'm not around. But believe me, I'm just a cold away. And it ain't my fault to say. Can't hang with the rain I bring. I'll just be poor today and make
nothing
up
but water in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die. Nothing but water in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die.
Yeah, I'm spitting meteor showers, spitting nuclear showers. Check my nucleus cluster, I got the spookiest powers. I am dark and demented, I'll shoot a nuke at you cowards and stick my dick in a groupie and fucking puke on your flowers. Hey, lucky that I didn't overdose, I'm a sober ghost. Mad child slither like a cobra through the coldest snow. I'm claustrophobic, but I'm locked up in a lonely room. You can look into my mind, see exploding doom. See, I am twisted, I'm totally vicious. I brainstorm and drain storms with rain in the ditches. Of course I am afraid of death. Do we really lay to rest? Do we really fly up in the sky?
Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die.
Immortality, does it mean that your battery is never gonna die? Different than a different cell, heavy like an everybody, no one's ever ready for the trip to the sky. Why am I? No, not quite yet, but my flow overflow overthrows your cassette. Intense is just the word that I use when I serve all crews like a dinner plate. I refuse to lose crews in a state, then I bruise and abuse and intimidate. I ain't fitting away, that takes too long. My patience gone, my aim is on, like Amazon with a boomerang. I'm ruling this thing, what school is you in? You ain't from Hard Knocks, maybe Four Knocks. Old school, New York, real hip hop. New school, West Coast, we don't shit talk. We just kick off, skip off, play off. You soft, just will take a day off. Make your move and I'll improve the payout. Improve the layout, I'm well designed. And I'm ahead of my time, so you should stay up.
As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
right, y'all, we back. Let's see here, maybe up next. Boxing a Death Punch. Watch you bleed.
I'd give anything just to cut you free. I'd give blood just to watch you, just to watch you fly.
Up next, ICP, boing boing.
Shirtless could be my profile or my haircut. cut. What? But I turned Sweetie Booze into sluts. I take it in the burners, what the lady at the stove said. Chick up at Walgreens offering head. I'm like, whoa, and I'm getting free food up at Subway. Every bitch and her mama love Jay.
I can't help but bring these hoes, and they all wanna fuck me.
Next, what can I play? What can I play for y'all? How about some fucking social club with? I don't know. How about Funeral? Featuring, of course, Ironic and Slain of the Coca Nostra. This is off of the Voodoo Drew Maniac Mix.
fucking doors. You are a butcher of pain, a hate mommy in the source. But the Lord's dying the door, such a destructive force. I'm sure you'll be hit by something, but not by me, mommy. One less rotten cocky fuck to stop me. I hate it to a lot, motherfucker, I still do. But you dying only meant that I ain't have to kill you.
What's going on? Shithead.
How much? That fucking moment where you, like, you know, you have to stop talking to a chick up on Facebook.
And what awkward moment would that consist of?
Well, bud, I was talking to the chick, Sarah, up on there. And I'll be honest, you know, I was telling you, shit, if I have my own place, she can come stay with me and shit. And, you know, I wouldn't mind poking her. Come to find out she's 16.
Well, that was a big fail. you could pretty much say that you Chris Penland it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the Singles Juggalos and Juggalettes group now became another I Hate Chris Penland group.
Well, it's about time.
It ain't about time, man. It's a singles group, man. It's for, you know, people to quote find people, not fucking talk about a pedophile. Like, nobody gives a shit about that dude. Why is he even in there?
I don't know. I don't even understand why they don't just boot him out of there.
Like, all night, man, it was just him and then people fighting with him. Like, yeah, he's a fucking pedophile, but goddamn, shut the fuck up. We don't want to hear about him. just block him out, man, and move on.
So, I got my CD today.
It's about time.
Yeah. I'm like, but I can make a point to the fact that I went from being in Michigan to being in Maine, to being in New Jersey, to finally being here.
That's a very strange way to go for a delivery.
That's exactly what I was saying.
But
this
but
time,
at least it came there.
Yeah, and this time instead of, you know, ziplocking the autograph, I just stuck it to my wall.
Man, I just left it on the damn CD case. Man, I wasn't having no luck getting that shit over. I didn't want to fucking rip it or something.
I got off, but the fucking adhesive that was on it is still on, so I just stuck it, like I said, I just stuck it to my wall.
See? Yeah. I'm stuck to that. All I need to do is rip it off, boom. Don't even need any tape.
Exactly. So, did you watch, ICP Theater tonight, man?
Yeah, actually tuned in this time. I watched the first episode earlier this morning.
So what do you think of Selena Gomez?
I think it's funny that they said that Justin Bieber was hitting it and she's still technically a virgin.
Man, but no, I think what I like about it was the fact that Von Jay, well, you know, he wasn't calling her Gomez. He kept calling her Lopez.
Yeah. Well, in the last one, they were talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't call her Gomez.
Although, I will say, out of these two episodes, they say a lot of gay shit.
Yeah, they do.
Like, I think Violent J might be a little... Like, for real, man, so much gay shit in these past two episodes is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, by the way, that dude sent me a track, by the way, for the mixtape.
Who's that?
That Black Waltz dude.
I don't even know who the fuck that is, but they were interested.
Yep, so which means we got a new track for mixtape, which features, and that track actually features Low Key.
Well, that's interesting. That was kind of like how I joined a couple groups yesterday, and one of them was ran by that, what's his name, Necro G or some shit, and then I immediately left. Yeah. And then I joined this other group, and then all people kept posting about was how they wanted to die. Like, this says all juggalos, man. What the hell? Talking about all you want to do is die and shit, posting all these pictures and shit. Like, alright then.
Oh, yeah, but, yo, the even funny thing about that Sarah chick is, yo, she goes, I thought I was just adding the radio. I didn't know that this was an actual person. This was actually a person.
I didn't know this was an actual person. How the hell do you talk? How do you talk to a radio?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, I'm still talking to him for a little bit. I mean, not gonna date her because she's 16. But it's like, again, she goes, yeah, I'm glad I met you. I thought I was just adding the radio. I didn't know this was actually a person, LOL. I explained to her, well, there's me behind this page, then there's a JR-like page, then the street team. And she goes, oh, yeah, I saw both, but I like the this pic better.
What pick is that?
I guess the one for Flaw.
That's on the like page, too.
I don't even know to say that anymore, though.
So is she somebody that just recently added the like page?
Sarah Thompson?
I have no idea.
I don't know when she added the like page. I don't even know when she added me.
Well, that's always a good thing to know.
I know, right?
That
oh, yeah,
like
by the way,
person.
If you notice, when you go to the like page, they switched everything around again.
And then what's the difference this time?
Oh, remember how, you know, they changed everything to the right side of it? So like,
yeah.
Oh, now when you go to the like page, everything's back on the left side of it.
So the messages are on the left side now?
Yep.
What the fuck?
But just for the like page. For the actual pages, everything's still on the right side.
They need to stop moving shit.
They really do.
I don't understand why they even do it.
I don't either. Oh, look, Toria Ann like the page. I didn't even notice that.
Like what page?
JR like page.
The fuck? Did somebody invite her to like that?
I don't know.
That's a little weird. She's known about the page for a few years now.
Yeah, and she just now decided to like it.
And on top of that, she's not a juggalo.
I can always boot her.
No, man, we actually need some likes. I mean, fucking 5 years now, man. We only got a little over 2,000 likes. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. And it's a little bit because I don't even know if she's a juggalo. We'll find out.
Who?
Lindsay Michelle Manwaring, a.k.a. Bubble.
Elizabeth Manwaring? What?
Oh, Lindsay.
But Manwaring, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Well, yesterday somebody blocked me because they were talking about sending them lives for their Candy Crush. I was like, get a fucking life. Then I got blocked. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Lindsay, I can see it on your shirt.
What are you, fucking Joe Dirt now?
But, oh yeah, by the way, I actually did watch G.I. Joe yesterday. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Did you get your personalized dog tag, too?
No, that doesn't come with Redbox.
Just don't understand how it's personalized.
I don't either.
What do? You go there, you buy it, and then they give you a dog tag, and they put your name on it. What I want to know is why this Italian guy is trying to be a rapper.
Oh, fuck.
That's this next show that comes on after the ICP Theater.
Oh.
Once ICP Theater ended, I'd fucking change the channel.
Well, I didn't know what this show was until today. Don't understand why he wants to be a rapper, though. Probably sucks.
I think it's way how I should have a show recorded from fucking May of this year.
You found a show recorded from May this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
The SDC tournament quarterfinal. Game number 2, Georgia Bulldogs, LSU Tigers. Softball game.
Okay.
And I recorded that shit back in May. I still haven't deleted it yet.
Why did you record that?
Because I think I had to work that day or something. Like, that day, so I didn't want to miss it. So I ended up recording it.
What the hell are you watching a softball game for, though?
Shit, why not? Fucking nothing. Yo, half those chicks have some fucking nice asses.
Really? That's why you watch the female sports?
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's not because they're athletic or good at what they do?
No, not really. It's because they look good. They have nice asses. And half of them have some nice titties.
Softball, not a good place with a girl with big titties.
Definitely not.
Running the bases, knocking herself out.
Either that, or she'll run into somebody and fucking smother them to death.
Well, you can't really run into people.
I don't know. They still manage to run into people.
Well, unless, like, the person's trying to tag them out or something.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, they drop the ball and they, you know, fucking accidentally run into each other. That's happened in a few games.
Which is very rare.
I mean, fucking college gymnastics doesn't start up for not, like another couple months anyway.
And we all know why you watch that.
Hell yeah, Camo Toe motherfucker. Oh, I think it started back up already. Oh, wait, no. This is from, when the fuck was this from? April. Oh, well. I'll record it anyway. Bitch, I don't want to record it manually, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
What, do you just want it to automatically record?
Well, yeah, because, like, you don't want to hit the record button, so it's going to, like, automatically record. But no, they don't want to do it that way. They want to make you manually do it.
Uh-oh. These guys are going to be in a rap battle. It's probably going to be bad.
More than likely. Hey, look, this is a show I haven't seen in forever. My gym partner's a monkey.
What?
I ain't seen that show in forever.
My gym partner's a monkey?
Yeah, it's a cartoon on Cartoon Network.
What the fuck?
And what a funny thing is, I actually ended up watching a fucking episode of Big Time Rush.
Wow.
Oh.
That's exciting.
So pretty much the only reason I ended up watching is because, like, they had fucking Alexa Vega in it. If you don't know who Alexa Vega is, he also goes by the name of Carmen from Spy Kids.
She's on that show?
She was a guest star on the show. They had her, they had Nick Cannon.
That must have been that episode where I was questioning why they couldn't call it the Teen Choice Awards.
Yep, that'd be the one.
Because I was wondering why they couldn't call it that when it was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows why they couldn't do that.
Now, it only applies to if you're trying to do something like that on a different channel.
Well, yeah.
But that's what channel the fucking Teen Choice Awards is on.
Teen Choice Awards is usually on, like, ABC.
Nickelodeon.
No, that's the Kids' Choice Awards.
Whatever, same fucking thing.
Well, yeah. That's the only reason I watched that one, just because Alexa Vega. And she looked good. Shit, but I was watching the new fucking Spy Kids. Yo, she's got a nice camel toe in that fucking outfit. Congratulations, you really have an account. Bullshit, I have an account. Fuck you, stream mate.
Okay.
We do have a guest in the room. They're not signed in or talking or anything.
What's going on, you creeper?
Yeah. Sign the fuck in or call in. 646-716-8054.
And if you didn't understand what he said, the number's at the top of the page.
Yeah. So we should probably play a track here.
Yep.
I think we're gonna play Sick Man. So here we go. Track. What the fuck is the hallucinate saying? Thank you. trying to go to support. Man, unless the guest wants to sign in and request them.
Play some Little White and Twisted one of them days.
And then Little White. Wait. This track?
Wait, what? What are you requesting? Go down to Little White.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, just because you don't want to go to work and you want to can go to McDonald's.
No, that's... Damn it, now I want some McDonald's.
See, I told you.
That's it, I ain't got to go to work. So, man, just the fact that fucking Gilbert Gottfried called fucking Ron J, fucking John Wayne Gacy, that's just fucking nuts right there. Let's see, that's an actual website, though. GilbertGottfried.com.
Well, why would he make it up?
I don't know. Because he's a midget.
Here you go. My luck is so bad, if I bought a cemetery, people would stop dying.
Well, in that case, maybe we should buy a cemetery for all those motherfuckers in that group that kept saying they wanted to die.
Yeah. But mainly that was just for attention.
Oh, idiotic attention, but yeah.
So how about I reported that cock-eyed bitch picture yesterday, and said that it contained nudity, and then Facebook said that they reviewed my thing and they did not remove my photo. Those fucking douchebags. Just fucking delete that bitch.
Apparently they don't want to.
Just like I deleted that one guy that's on there, man, everybody complaining about because he's like standing there fucking naked and shit. So I reported him too, but they didn't remove that either.
Fucking Facebook is retarded nowadays.
What good is Facebook if, you know, they really don't remove things that should be removed?
How should I just let this chick the fucking Skype?
Should add her to what?
Skype.
You're talking about that black chick always bitching and complaining.
Yep.
Yeah. I added her to Skype. We never talked, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to see those fucking titties on fucking Skype.
You can see titties on fucking Facebook from her.
Yeah, but then, you know, I can pull a ghetto G and fucking screenshot that shit.
And that's because bitches don't be knowing that you do that.
Exactly.
Well, then they know, and then they just don't care afterwards. Like Carrie.
Yes. Just like her.
Or April. She didn't care either.
Oh, yeah. True.
Well, then again, she disappeared off the face of the earth, but, you know, that's besides the point.
Yo, I think I'm going to report this that cockeyed bitch.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, well, you know what? The fact that she's told us about 5 hours ago saying, "Happy hump day. Does anyone want to be humped? Not by you,
said,
bitch."
Man, I saw that. I said, fuck no.
I'm working at spam. See what that does.
Here you go. You can go to Detroit and work for Faygo.
Hell yeah. I would love to work for Faygo.
Faygo is hiring. $12 an hour and 40 hours a week plus overtime. Must pass drug test. fax a resume or letter of interest to, I give you a number. Now, is that supposed to say resume or is that supposed to say resume?
It's supposed to say resume.
Because it says resume.
No, it's supposed to say resume. Ah, cut that bitch. Go away. Spam. Thanks for your feedback. You can undo the section. I ain't undoing that. I don't want to see that bitch.
So who the hell is this person threatening this girl in here? We can call this number.
I don't know.
Beware, kids are marked for death. Funny thing is, you talk tough, but look who's running for cops. You are a big fat coward. You're afraid of a nigger. Go run behind them. You won't be safe. It's like his person's talking to himself.
Probably is.
I don't understand.
Oh, look, I found that fucking shit, that whole fucking comic you're talking about with Chris Tomlin.
Man's throughout the whole fucking group.
Yeah, Fat Boy Fresh 12 hours ago goes, and Chris, you're obviously guilty. They have a petition with almost 500 signatures on it to get you banned from being online, Predator, and you look the part, to be honest. Yep.
I just like the fact that he keeps denying it.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then you got people that actually back him up on it. Like, really?
Idiot.
But I thought this dude was offline, and now all of a sudden he's back.
Yeah, the fact that he can't spell word shit. And he's a fucking retard. So apparently now, he's quote-unquote an admin of single jugglers and jugglers.
But apparently he's really not.
You know, he claims to be for some odd reason. Okay, and goes, I am admin of this group, Ed, and I'll ban you. Respect my gangsta authority.
Man, apparently OTEP is on tour again.
The fuck?
Yeah. OTEP with a Vengeance, Intergalactic Tour 2013.
Interesting.
Didn't she say she was just doing that last tour, and then that was it?
Yeah.
Well, looks like she's fucking touring again.
Oh, look, fucking, apparently Penley can't fucking fight his own battles either. Because of the simple fact, the first thing he did was, the man called him a faggot. Brandon, anyway, whatever the fucking name is, get him! Motherfucker, fight your own shit, motherfucker.
And Thor should just stay off the internet.
He really should.
Because clearly he's more hated than I am.
Apparently.
But he just keeps coming back.
Let's just give it to him.
All right, he could go online, but just stop trying to say you a juggalo, because juggalos clearly don't like you.
You know, for a minute there, I almost, you know, misread his entire fucking, there's one comment saying, I heard drugs, and from there, I thought he said, he hurts kids.
But he does.
But, yeah, we know he does.
Damn, man. Violent J, man, he's so damn fat, man. Like, his neck tattoos are, like, underneath his fat roll. You don't see him until he lifts his head up. Like, there's a point in time where, like, you know, he was actually getting skinnier, but then he just got real fat again.
People just fucking retarded in this damn group.
So can you tell me why they go from having one shirt on and then they were wearing a different shirt in the same episode?
I don't know.
Like, really, they had to change their shirt? For like 20 minutes?
I swear I'm getting dumber and dumber. The more and more I read these fucking comments.
Yeah, you should probably just not waste your time.
Yeah. Instead, just for the pedophile, I'll play a very special track. Even though he's already gotten caught. Because the FBI, more likely the FBI knows about him. And they get ready to go after his ass.
Did you bring condoms?
Oh, but I brought Funyun. Oh, yeah, it's under the T's. I keep forgetting that.
Jeez. Failing.
Oh, no, man, because, you know, when I go to, like, I'm always looking, you know, how to catch a predator and shit like that, instead of going to catch a predator. There we go.
I'm on the internet, posing as a little girl. I'm trying to lure evil into my world. I tell them that I'm curious, and I'm only 12. Mom and dad are gone for the day, I'm by myself. Buckets I throw up are next to my computer, hoping that they show up, cause what I'm about to do to them would make the devil stick. I sharpen my blade, frontin' to this perm like I'm only in the 7th grade. The doorbell rings, I gotta get him inside. In my best little girl's voice, I'm like,
hi, go on in, I'm putting on my bikini. it. And when the door shuts, that's when I let them see me.
Hi there.
I stab them in the neck first, cause it hurts. Hit them with a blood squirt. Carve his whole face off and make him eat it. Chain him up by the foot in the basement.
Bleed
out. I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this, there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
Cause people out there think they don't deserve this. Until it's your kid and old man's finger fucking, titty sucking, then you want the knife stuck in. I don't blame you, that's why I catch him in advance. While his dick is still in his pants, they never get the chance. I tell him I'm alone and I'm only 13, looking for a good time, you know what I mean? Bring me some Funyuns and a Slurpee. Promise not to hurt me or give me herpes. And within 20 minutes, here comes a fucking doctor knocking on my door, a pedophile butt knocker.
Come in, have a seat.
And then I stroll in with the all-purpose hunting blade straight up his coat. I cut his hands off, he ain't touching nobody. Chain him up on the foot in the basement.
Bloody.
Please, Mr. Clown, sir, you don't have to do
this. Zip it.
Please, I got money with you.
Shut it, fucker.
Please, we can work this out.
I think I'm next to this other fool, both left for dead. Every time I walk by him, I punch him in the head. Cut they fucking dicks off, stick them in each other's mouth. Now what y'all talking about?
I'm probably gonna burn, for this ain't no lesson to learn. From this there's nothing I'ma earn, but it sure is fun.
This helps show an intent to solicit a minor. What have we got here?
A bag of Funyuns.
Funyuns? What about condoms? Did you bring condoms?
I did.
You did.
Hey, we're...
Oh, damn, man. That girl posted this old-ass fucking video I made for her back on MySpace.
Thank you, man. He's going to leave Watchers now.
Yeah, I think that's one of the videos that her boyfriend fucking hated him before.
Probably.
Because later on in time, man, that dude left me a message on something that I didn't see until like probably a year later or something, talking about he wants me to die a slow, painful death. But yeah, I think she's actually still with that same guy.
And go figure, and she still has that video too.
Well, actually, it's off of my MySpace. Not quite sure why she was watching it though. But that's cool though.
And Kiss is hopping online right now to make her flyer, since she completely forgot to do it.
Right on time, Kissa. Let all your minions know.
Yeah. He's in the tornado of fried food. What the fuck?
Man, there was one point in that show, man. It was like Shaggy was about to like fight.
Well, what happened?
Because when they were talking about Ricky Martin or some shit, Shaggy thought that Violent J was talking about him and shit. Looked like he was about to fight. He's like, "Who are you talking about?"
Oh, I'm all, I thought you almost said that Ricky Martin part. I'm going through the commercials now.
Yeah, it's a lot better to watch this on demand, because it's on demand, so there's no commercials at all.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I managed to get through it a little bit faster though. The dawn, I could delete it. Let's go on another track.
Radio, 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 radio industry dead. Nigga, I'm a man, I don't be running from nobody. We're dealing with the niggas who tripping and giving the shit. Radio won't play, the own fame. Thought they wanted rap to advance, but they own day. When I die, I'm an aunt, hey. Every industry faggot who giving money to an own play. Like a Technico, get people involved from KC to Mexico. Strap with that fat desert ego. Run up on the industry and let the heat go.
People, radio, radio, radio. Walk shit, radio. Industry's a shady one.
Recording it for a second time.
Sure, dumbass.
No, I think what I did, I did the fucking series recording and record fucking 11 o'clock one and the 12 a.m. one. But yeah, no, you're right, though. Fucking, they do say a lot of gay shit in during SCP theater.
Yes. It's very disturbing.
It really is. Like, no. Let's see. I just love how I'm trying to find Fuse on my damn fucking on demand. I can't find it.
It's under music.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
And then you go to F, Havoc.
As you go and look for it.
Well, I can just search it. I just now realized that.
but, down.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty exciting.
I was going to talk about a movie that they got coming out on DVD, but don't know the fucking title of it.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, but that's right. I was going to mention that the fucking creator of Twilight came out with another movie called The Host, and it is absolutely fucking terrible.
So is Twilight.
Yeah. But this movie was worse than Twilight. A lot worse. Yep. Excuse me, under my shit, so I gotta go search for it now. No search results found. Well, fuck you too. Go and think Long Posse. And only thing that comes up is Big Money Restless. Send it a fucking screen pack, fuck out of here. Okay. My charge. Hey, I guess what?
Wow, this person pointed out the obvious, I guess. Talking about if she ever made love, she would take her time and then speed it up and slow it down. like really? Like, is that what you do?
Apparently, Chris has got big news coming for tomorrow night.
Big news, huh?
Yep. I guess it's because you forgot the number for JR.
Wow.
Because she hit me up saying, send me the info.
Way to go, Kissel.
Also, that's another link for tomorrow night. you know, probably I'll just send her the link out. We already have created. Hello, titties. You may not be real busy, but I want to check out those titties.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. Fuck it. I look at my page and I saw, I'm like, I don't know. That's when I see titties and... Hey.
Man, I'm
be
about
real,
to
but what they are definitely a fucking anime fan because they have Bleach.
Man, I'm about to jump in the trend and post that I'm pregnant too.
Man, I might as well do it too. I mean, then again, you know, I actually have the stomach. I actually have the stomach to be pregnant.
I'm just saying, man. All these damn people always talking about that they're having a kid and shit. Just like how we got a whole nother fucking season of teenagers that got kids. Ooh.
God. Yeah, we don't need that.
We can see that sex ed never helped anybody.
Yeah, especially them.
Just got us a whole world of pregnant teenagers.
Yep.
Remember to use a condom. Yeah, I don't think anybody remembered.
You know, I haven't seen this movie in forever. Again, Cursed. It's got like Christina Ricci, Joshua
you say
Jackson.
Cursed? You say Cursed?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie. I have that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in forever.
I even got that Mylar for it, too.
Nope, now I'm going to go into that.
I mean, that movie's funny. You got the werewolf flicking you off.
I mean, the fact that it came out in 2005, too, that was fucking a long-ass time ago.
Yes, yes it was.
You just gave me an idea for a song I haven't heard in forever.
How the hell did I do that?
No, I'm talking about the movie. I'm all fucking with some type. Thank you. You might remember this this song of Ghetto.
Well, what the hell is it?
It's walking up already. Might kill it.
Thank you.
did they make you think of that?
Because they got bowling for the soup in this movie, and then all of a sudden I started thinking about Stacy's mom.
That's not bowling
for soup. Huh? Yeah, I know.
That's two different orders, man.
Yeah, I know, but I started thinking about them. I'm going to download it.
I actually sang that song to this one chick I knew. I sang it to her mom.
Now, anything that would have been able to point about that would be if the chick's, name was Stacy.
I don't think it was.
Yeah, but that would just would have been that just would have been perfect.
But the girl's name was Katie, so I was thinking Katie's mom has got it going on.
There's always fun to serenade someone's hot mom.
Well, I mean, if the girl is showing no interest, so what's up with your mom?
That's true.
Or like whenever really ugly girls think that they're so hot. Like you realize it's the real ugly ones that go around saying how hot they are.
Oh yeah, I noticed.
And then the real hot ones go around talking about how ugly they are.
Yeah. What a strange fucked up world.
Yeah.
The ugly ones are thinking that, are saying that they're hot. And the hot ones are saying that they're ugly. The fuck?
Yeah. How the fuck does that work?
I don't even know.
Man, I think this show is so fucking staged. It's so fucking stupid.
Possibility.
I bet you after this TV show, you're never going to hear about this guy.
Who'd that be?
On this damn G thing show here.
Oh, I don't even watch that. I'm not even watching that bullshit.
This is still going to be a rapper, but I bet you after the show's done, nobody's ever going to hear about him.
Oh, great. I go to Amazon.com and all I'm seeing is President Barack Obama, the Kendall Singles interview. Fuck out of here. I'm gonna give a shit about that fucking nigga.
Yeah, fuck you, Obama.
Yeah, you made things worse.
Yeah, you're making George Bush look smart.
Yeah, and that's kind of hard to do. Considering the fact George Bush has the mentality of a certain somebody that we know.
One guy should just go do, like, MMA or some shit.
buy a fucking one of these masks.
Buy a what?
One of these masks.
What masks?
Of, Ichigo Kurosaki, his halification mask.
Man, don't talk to me like that.
Virtua. The fuck?
So you gonna play that song, or what's the deal here?
What? Stacey's mom?
Isn't that what you were gonna play?
Oh, that's what I was downloading. I was waiting for this thing to give me the signal. I was done downloading.
Well, why don't you go ahead and play some Drive By or something, then?
Yeah, we can do that. Optimity. Fuck Molly.
Take a hit until you feel it in your spleen. Always at the smoke shop with a fat knot. looking for my queen Mary. Time for me to cop. About to drop a couple stacks, cause it's just in my routine. Relocated to the crib, isolated from the fiends.
Fuck your money, cause we going on Mary. Going on Mary.
You know, I was going to smoke a cigarette and I completely forgot to smoke a cigarette.
Wow.
So I don't know if I should be proud of myself or not.
No, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, good point. Time to smoke. Man, fucking, yo, fucking chocolate-covered pretzels are fucking shit, man.
I disagree.
And they also have a habit of giving you this shit sometimes.
What the fuck? Something always got to end up in shit with you.
Yep. Speaking of that shit, my fucking cable for my goddamn for my PS3 was all shitty.
What?
I said the cable for my PS3 is all fucking shitty.
But why'd you shit on it? That's why you have a toilet.
Nah, what it is the fact that, I don't know, for some reason, even though it's connected to my fucking TV and shit, like, that shit, like, has had a fucking fading in and out still. And, like, you know, and like, I had to, like, really get up, you know, like, unplug it and then plug it back in, like, in order for him, like, for that shit to be, you know, work properly.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, that's like my internet connection. Every time I just leave it on and walk away for a little bit and come back, then it's disconnected and won't come on. I gotta restart the computer. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Like, seriously. Like, why is this? I mean, this shit's still new. So it shouldn't be having any problems.
Well, it's usually the new things that give you the most problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the old shit that fucking works better.
Yeah.
Go figure. Kisses, mom has got it going on.
Oh, shit. Is her mom hot?
I have no clue.
Oh. Man, I saw people like, I wonder what the big news is. I was about to comment that I'm pregnant, but then I didn't.
Hey, look, she made the flyer.
So
So what does it say? Guess who's back? Back again.
Juggler Radio.
Guess who's back?
Yeah, this is Juggler Radio. Lovely Lady Kisser returns as co-host every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern.
For one night only.
That's better than nothing. Then again, I don't really think anything's better than nothing, but anyway.
Well, I mean, I guess it's one day out the week that we can actually have somebody tune in.
Exactly. How the fuck is she, 5?
What?
I said, what the fuck, is Kisser 5 now?
Why do you say that?
Because she has to be likey.
Yeah, that's gross for you. Wow, that dude's getting a tattoo and he passed the fuck out.
Yeah, it usually happens.
No, it doesn't. How many damn people you know passing out from tattoos?
There's a few. Man, I've actually seen a few actually pass in a.
Your phone doesn't want you to tell me that story because you cut out.
I said, I've actually seen a few people actually pass out from being tattooed. But I'm tapping those lyrics to Kisser right now.
What lyrics?
Kisser's mom has got it going on.
Man, do you know if Nicki Minaj never got any of that plastic surgery done and shit, nobody would ever have thought she was hot?
That's true. Even to say, I don't think she's hot.
I mean, she's all right looking, and that big fake ass is fine, but it's fake, though. But the way she looked before all that, man, she looked fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And she had no ass, like, at all.
That's very true.
Still doesn't change
Violet
the fact that she makes terrible music.
And the Violet J, even though you can't hear me. If you want to be emo, please don't wake the fuck up.
What?
And this is a chick up on my fucking page named Violet J. She goes, good night, people. Broken heart. Hopefully I don't wake up. Pray for me. Okay. I'll pray that you die in your sleep.
That would probably be the one and only time I would pray.
Exactly.
You're in my prayers.
Now she's motherfucking niggas would stop sending me goddamn fucking invites to these goddamn apps and fucking games.
I used to have eyebrows till I replaced them with tattoos.
You know, I don't think this is one trick on my page. I don't think she's quite gotten the idea yet that I don't
play her stupid little fucking game. Yeah, she keeps sending invites to him over and over and over. Like, I'm gonna fucking accept them.
What are you talking about? You know you want to accept them.
Fuck no. I want to slap her with them, if that's possible.
Hey, bitch, you said it had me.
Slap. I have 7 requests for crap that I don't really give 2 shits about.
Tell her to get a life.
Because she keeps inviting me to fucking Panda Jam.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, and I don't care to know. That's why I'm going to block it, so that way she can never, ever, ever send me a request for whatever again.
Man, she'll send you it again. It doesn't ever really get blocked.
Block mutant genetic gladiator as well, yes. Well, like, Facebook has the stupidest app and the stupidest game.
And the stupidest people.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, Instagram might take that that vote right there.
Yeah, because you got people fucking taking pictures of their food.
Yeah. That gotta be the dumbest place.
Explain how I haven't been up on there in forever either.
Wow, dude, this person's fucking late as hell. Twisted New Nightmare CD drops on 7:30.
Motherfucker told you out.
Motherfucker came out fucking Tuesday. You're late as a motherfucker.
I got all these motherfuckers now that are fucking following me up on here now, too.
I like how every time somebody gets blocked, they just randomly swear at the person like they're going to see it.
How about the fact that fucking Victoria Franklin is now following me on Instagram?
Yeah, she's following me on Instagram as well. I stopped following Rabbit on Instagram.
I think I did too. I think I should find out. Just to be on the safe side.
It's like a tire seeing her fucking food.
And you have officially been unfollowed, Rabbit.
Apparently, the fuck? What the hell does that have to do with anything, Kissa?
Everything.
I fucking sitting there, her fucking Kissa's mom has got it going on. She goes, hello, then goes, I'm on a tea diet. What the fuck is a tea diet? Apparently she's on a tea diet.
What is that going to do with her mom?
That's what I said. What the fuck is a tea diet?
I don't know. Drinks only tea? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's what. Apparently, that's what she's gonna talk about tomorrow night on the show.
Was she gonna talk about the tea diet?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we got 21 artists up on this mistake.
Wait, this chick is pregnant too? What the fuck?
Yeah,
What the fuck, man?
You know what? I'm about to post it myself that I'm pregnant.
How the fuck did she find my Instagram?
Who?
Kimmy Kizzle. From MySpace.
Oh, well, I know.
That's weird.
Yes, Jekyll, whatever the fuck your name, last name is, it's something Spanish.
Something is Spanish.
Oh, no, fuck, like, what the hell? Like, I'm trying to see what picture he fucking likes. Oh, okay. Wait, I'm trying to see what picture he likes, and fucking... All it does is keep taking me to the fucking like... Like, show me all the fucking likes. The fuck? We go to 1 a.m., then it's...
Are you talking to your computer?
I'm in a kissel. Apparently she forgot how late we go with JR.
Kissa's brain is finally fucking gone. Just don't know what's going on.
No, she does not.
Her brain has been gone for so long.
When I get up, I'm going to clean up the rest of my room and go to sleep for about like another hour or so.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. Okay, so she'll only be here for an hour, then the rest will be me and you.
Wow, one day, 1 hour. Wow, Kissa, thanks for squeezing us in.
So every Thursday, 11, 12, and then just me and you after that one.
Well, that was fucking pointless to bring her back.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think I'd rather have her back than Boone.
Wow, and that's saying something.
I mean, come on. I mean, yes, I know the dude wants to be a co-host, but the fact that he's usually on a boat, how the hell is that going to help us?
Yeah, how does that work?
I mean, how's that going to get us listeners? How's that going to get us anything?
Well, how the hell did he host the show before?
That was before he took the job at... on the whole boat thing. Then he took the job, but now he's on a boat building dams and shit like that.
Well, how the hell did the show go whenever he was here?
You had people.
Well, see, he brought people in.
Yeah, but I think he got some scared. I think he got scared a few people off, too.
By doing what?
By being him. By saying things like, well, y'all, I'm gonna tell you like I told the list. I'm pulling out.
Man, he just said that the other day, man.
but he actually said that before though too.
Come on, that's nothing.
Yeah, but be quiet. You're saying it with a bunch of dudes. Hey, Kessler, would you make that goddamn mind of what you want your fucking default picture to be?
Okay, then.
Who in the hell in the right mind, would ever give Kessler a gun?
A gun?
Yeah. Go to her page and she's got a fucking, even though it looks, you know, it looks fake as all hell, she's got a picture of her like in fucking camo with a gun.
I see.
Oh, somebody probably got shot.
Yeah, probably her.
What a vampire freak. I've been there forever.
Vampire freaks, wow.
Now my question is, can I remember my fucking email and password for this shit? Probably fucking not.
I think I was there once.
Yeah, I've had to change a few. Yeah, I've had to make a few, like, premium fucking accounts.
I think my name on there was, like, fuck you all or something.
Yep. I don't even remember my email for this shit.
I think I was on there just to talk to this one chick I talked to on, like, AOL.
Probably.
Then I actually met that chick once, and then that was it. Because she randomly came out of nowhere when I was standing in line to go meet Boondocks.
Open the store. I don't want to log in with Facebook.
Why not?
Because I want to remember my fucking name for this crap. Yeah, I'm just gonna hit log in and maybe it'll bring me to the page where I can. Says forgot password. I can enter my email. HavocJR@yahoo.com. There you go.
Yahoo.
I don't see they have anything interesting. I can buy off of here again. Salesmen, clearance.
Oh, vampire freaks? They sell things?
Yeah. They got, like, shirts, fucking boots, shoes, pants, costumes, tattoos, boxes.
Did you just say tattoos?
Tattoos. They probably have tattoos up on here, too, somewhere. They got fucking CDs up on here.
Oh, look. Looks like a razor blade.
It's
a keychain. But it looks like a razor blade.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Got stickers, fucking cups, shot glasses, keychain. Yeah, they got a lot of shit up on here. But I want the fucking mask and the fucking goggles that it needs to have up on here. Well, they ran out of those.
And how the hell do you lose your voice? I don't understand.
I don't know.
How do you go to record some music and just lose your voice? I don't understand.
I don't know.
And this damn girl, man, she's completely obsessed with fucking Pokemon.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Talking about yesterday, she's talking about a Bellsprout. And now tonight she's talking about she's going to force her Pikachu to mate. What the fuck, yeah, man? Oh, God. Fuck you, Rabbit, and your fucking food pictures. Chocolate pudding pie.
Body made. Grendel. Never heard them before. I haven't heard them in a while. Or VNV Nation. Or Black Ops. Black Ops. Confident, panic list. Maybe when I get paid this week, I should get this fucking, this CD.
What CD?
Outer West Volume 8, 2 to 7, 30, with 32 tracks.
Whatever the hell that is.
It's, Gothic and Electro Club Collection. It's like, Combat Crest, in a way. This fucking starts changed up a hell of a lot. Got fucking glow-in-the-dark gloves with skeletons on them. There's goggles here. Alien sunglasses. No. Here we go, got a fucking skull full face mask.
cyber mask, Bio has a spikes and syringe. Cyber gas mask, full face spikes and wire grid. Hell yeah. Even though these are all fucking absolutely fucking expensive as all hell. I mean, straight up fucking. Let's go. There you go. $38.99 just for a cyber mask, purple gears with UV tubes and spikes.
So did you see that video of Randy Orton getting punched in the nuts?
Not yet. Why?
Because for the past couple of days, there's been this video posted around of this person videotaping at a live event somewhere, and Randy Orton was in a match that he won, that he was going to the top rope, you know, do his little pose thingy, and somebody ran in the ring and just, you know, low blowed him.
Was it a fan or like a fucking like another wrestler?
Yeah, it was just some random person.
That's just funny.
It was, but he just slid in the ring and just punched him in the nuts. And then he got out the ring.
Yeah, he probably got out of the ring before fucking security came down and chasing his ass out of there.
No, they were there, like, immediately.
Cyber God, what should we do?
I think Randy Orton was about to fucking kill him.
Probably.
Even though he didn't seem too fazed by it, because, you know, he was just fine. I mean, usually you get punched in the nuts, man. It hurts.
Yeah, but he's probably used to it by now.
Well, unless, you know, he wears a cup and whatnot.
Well, yeah, that too. So did y'all finally get rid of that shitty dog?
Yeah, last week.
Well, at least now you ain't got to worry about any more dog shit and I'm pissing in your bed.
Well, these dogs still go to the bathroom over around the house, though, but just not in my bed, though. So that's always a plus.
Yep.
Even though it's, you know, the damn dog already pissed in my bed, so, you know, scrubbed it out the best you can, but, you know, still fucking there.
Oh, yeah.
Not like I could flip my mattress over.
I'd do it.
There's nothing on the other side of my mattress. So there's really no way to do that.
Yeah, my fucking mattress is way too damn big to flip. so I wouldn't even do it with my shit.
It's not that hard to flip your mattress.
Man, it is when it's a queen size.
It's not that big. You're just small. You just take it half and half, flip it to one half, and go to the other side, flip it there.
So in other words, flip it up one side, go to the other side, and just kick it.
However you want to flip it, that's on you. I'm just saying, man, if you can't flip it all at one time, just flip it a little bit at each part of the, you know, mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Or have your mom help you.
Yeah, I finally have the track uploaded to the soundboard. Let's go into it while I look at more masks and goggles. I got.
Oh, it'll do it.
Did you just answer yourself?
Yes, I did. Man, you better. I sure hope you have a fucking more.
Has the music video out for Down With Us.
Damn.
What are you barking about down there?
Wait, in a minute. I thought I'd go Fear Passage. Fear Passage.
You can go ahead and have fun with that. We're going to end the show. Sound great.
All right, bud.
All right, bud.